Good morning, Stella.
Good morning, Miriam.
Last month and a half you are here with us on the Auroville Radio. But that is not your first visit.
Yes, I've been here last year, around 6 months ago, as visitor, and I liked it very much, so I was looking for a way to come back and the radio was just a good option.
Why radio?
I study media and communication, so the radio was a chance to combine my studies and my visit here in my spiritual development. So it was a good chance to do something useful, to explore myself a bit and explore radio, which I have never done before, and also be here and experience this place.
What do you think about Auroville Radio? Or let's say, what makes you, it inspires you, what things put you down? In the way, maybe, let's say, in general, or we'll communicate? So let's start from outside and going inside.
Well, that is a difficult question. I think what I like about the radio itself is that it is very free and not interested in being very professional, but more in exploring what is possible, exploring what is going on in Orville, and it cares more about each individual member and the development of the members than in being very commercial or professional. And what I like and what I think is really needed and useful for Orville is that it somehow connects people and spreads more information, which is still missing. When I came here, I had the impression that each community is doing its own projects, it's working on his own things, and there is not much interaction. This might just be an impression I have. I think it's really nice that there is something which is covering everything that is going on here. Because we don't have a daily newspaper, so we have a daily radio program about anything.
Hmm. You think it makes sense to do the daily news?
It does make sense if people are listening to it. If nobody's listening, of course it does not make much sense. So if there is a demand, if there is a need, I think it is really useful. I would listen to it as an Orvillian.
What about outside of the radio? What is the level of information?
I think it is really hard to understand what's going on as visitor, as guest. It takes a while to understand what's happening and who is there. And I still have no clue of what is going on, though I have stayed here for 7 weeks. And that, I think, is a bit of a shame. I wish there was some kind of common gathering, like a community gathering, and more interaction. For example, Lecturas closes at 7. I think that's not a good thing. They should have open until 10 so that people can go there in the evenings and have more conversations. But maybe Orvillians feel very different because they know each other and they have no need for more communication but want their own privacy. I don't know.
What is your major in the studying, or what you will focus? I think you got an idea what you want to do.
What I think is really interesting is the combination of politics and media. Media makes what people believe. Media makes what people think about the society. It's like a mirror. So I think it is a useful thing to change something in humanity. And it does not have to be does not have anything to do with the common politics as governments, but more as leading our human community somewhere.
Humanity is a strong force. What about our medias, which is radio, News and Notes, and Auroville Today, and Ritam and stuff? You have a feeling that also, are we close to the truth, or we are trying to manipulate people to believe what we want them to believe? since we are in Oroville and we're trying to be close to the truth as much as possible, you think we are on the way to it or we're still far? It's not, I know it's not easy, but I remember you said it was a comment like too much optimism.
Well, I think that the radio is very positive about everything. The radio does always make things look good and interesting, which is also a good way to create positive energy, which I can fully understand because it's also about encouraging people. I'm just not used to it because European media is very different. Bad news or good news in a way of quotes and in a way of selling. And Oroville Radio is very different because everything is positive or at least neutral. So it was new to me. In the beginning, I did not really like it because I wished for more criticism and more investigative documentaries. But now I can also somehow understand that it's good to have some institution that is simply encouraging and covering everything in a positive way. Because in everything there is something good, something happy, something beautiful.
And in everything something bad, but the question you put the emphasis on, yeah. And it's probably the difference since we are not related to the money issues, we don't need to sell our program. Don't you think so? Also, we're independent that way.
Definitely. I wish there was more about Oroville's values and more reflection about the state of Oroville. There is a lot about concerts. There is a lot about people who do projects. I wish there was more about the truth and about what we're trying to achieve.
Was anybody willing to discuss with you about hot topics or critique black spots?
Yes, I talked about it with a few Orvillians, and a few of them told me what they perceive as a problem, what they don't like. For example, decision-making, which is a long process, which takes much time and is often fighting, is often not working well. But democracy is obviously no alternative, so we must find a way, Orville must find some way of true communication. I think communication is really important. Another problem I've picked up in conversations is that human unity is not realized at all because some nations are still treated in a bad way. This is not my impression, but I've heard people talking about that.
Well, I think is that the level of our consciousness or prejudice?
Well, I don't really know because I don't understand it very well. If there is any prejudice, I don't. I cannot say anything about that.
Did you have any maybe bad experience with when it's come to this kind of issues of unity, that somebody diss you for the reason the country you're coming from, or for your color, or for your sex?
Personally, me, I didn't have any bad experiences. Just sometimes when I come to certain places and the atmosphere is not nice, or people are being angry or being impolite, and it shouldn't be like that in Oroville. Or if people in some restaurants or in my hostel are just not nice, I don't understand that.
You're talking about the Orovillians or guests?
Orovillians.
So which makes us really hostile hosts, I think.
Maybe. I have also met a lot of really nice Orovillians who I truly love.
Thank you. You're an excellent photographer. Your Thanks. Portraits are really capturing the essence of a person you're taking the picture of. Are you maybe thinking to focus more on that? Or where the passion for that comes from?
When I was younger, I wanted to become an artist, and I discovered photography as some way of making something look nice and look interesting. But I don't want to get more into it because I don't feel that it's my future. I feel more like talking and communicating with voice and building up relationships and leading people somewhere. I don't know yet where we're gonna end up.
On our radio, no?
Maybe I'll come back. I don't know yet.
But you said that was the first experience with you for the with the sound, yeah?
Yes, definitely. I've done media before, like newspapers and videos, but I have no experience in audio media. I learned a lot, though. I learned how to handle software and how to make recordings and how to adjust and filter out some noises. It's nice.
What about the volunteers? Do you think a volunteer who comes to the radio can truly express himself or herself? Or?
The choice is completely on you. I had the chance to express myself if I wanted to. Of course, there are things that you have to cover, like a concert, or you have to make an interview. But apart from that, you can also think of your own programs which you want to make. Mm. If you want to get into it, if you're motivated, you can really express yourself, because there is a complete freedom, nobody telling you what to do and what not to do, so you can just chat up people and make interviews and do anything you like, basically.
Did you feel that you have enough support?
As nobody's really telling me what to do and what not to do, I don't feel like being very supported, but I feel like everything I do is somehow accepted, which is nice. Of course, sometimes it's nice to talk with someone about it and to get feedback and to get another view, another perspective on my ideas. I wish there was a bit more of that, like somehow more exchange within the team.
What about the other volunteers? Because you stay in Mitra, yeah?
You mean other occupations?
In Mitra, they are staying basically volunteers and maybe performers, yeah?
Yes.
So, and I know that you guys do communicate, do talk about the experiences. So I'm asking you about the other experiences.
The Mitra group is quite close. We always do something together. I'm happy that I have some connections outside, but like Mitra is always a way to find friends. And their work is very different because they're architects, they're designers. They do very different things from the radio, and they have strict working hours. So I think they experience much less of Orville than I do. Maybe that is also just an impression, because I can go to any event that is happening. I can talk to important people and interview them. I can basically do whatever I like in Orville and work with it, which is awesome. And I don't know if they experience it in the same way.
No complaints? I mean, nobody doesn't complain about, I don't know, too hard work or too demanding or...
No, there are no complaints. Just about mosquitoes, I guess. Yes, there are complaints that everything is going really slow and every decision takes ages and every project takes ages because the working mentality in Orville is kind of laid back. And I have the same impression, which is not necessarily bad. It's just a bit slow. Yeah, I've talked to the volunteers who are doing product design or fashion design, and every draft takes more time than back home. And also the radio is not as... I think it could achieve more, because we're a lot of people. If we had more motivation and more inspiration and a little bit more of desire to be a team and to go somewhere, we could go faster in a really good direction. But it's just going a bit slow. It is not bad, it's just a bit slow.
You're from Germany.
Yes.
And on Sunday you're going home. What do you do home?
When I go back, I'll see my family for 3 days and then my university starts. So there will be no time to fall into a hole because right when I come back, there is a lot of work, a lot of projects coming up, a lot of friends waiting for me. It will be my birthday. A new job will start in university. A lot of things.
So exciting to going home yet?
No.
No? Why, you would rather stay here?
I would like to stay here a little bit longer because it takes a lot of time until you get a clue of what is happening, until you know what is going on at what places, until you have a certain network which is useful if you want to do anything, you need people to do it with. So now I feel like I have arrived, I have got a network, I've got friends, I've got...
And you have to go.
Yes, and now I have to go, which is a bit sad. But of course, change is important, and I will come back one day anyway.
What would be the... What you could describe the best experience around here?
I think one of the things that moved me most is being with inspiring people and having inspiring conversations. Those are the moments when I feel most connected and when I get really inspired and get something that I can take home. Because I know there are people in this world who have a similar understanding of how I think, or have a more advanced understanding, be more conscious. That is really inspiring.
And bad ones?
I saw a really bad accident on the road between Kulapalayam and Oroville. That was really bad and it hurt a lot. Well, no, it hurt not me, but it hurt me from the inside because it looked just cruel. I like Oroville because it's a place where everyone has a different perspective on what it is. Everyone has some kind of desire to develop himself or herself. And it is very inspiring to see all the very different approaches. And I will definitely come back to explore more.
All these differences, do you have a feeling that we tend toward one goal? Or we are still... dispersed in that?
There is not one goal, but thousands of goals, which might form one goal in total. Everyone has different goals, and that I think is really interesting, and different ways of approaching them.
Yeah, but if all these goals are tending to build the city, are they following the Mother's and Sri Aurobindo ideas, or... Or some people are just really serving themselves.
Of course there are people who just come here to have a happy life because it's an awesome place. It's beautiful and cheap and people are nice. Of course there are those people. But there is also other people who really aspire and work hard to go in a good direction and who are conscious. I think there is a lot of consciousness here, which is nice.
First time you came with parents, yeah?
With my mom.
She ever lived in Oroville? Or?
After we came here, she stayed 5 months.
But not before?
Not before that. We came here together the first time and she stayed and I traveled in India and came back after.
And where did you hear about Oroville? Or what inspired you to come?
That is really funny. I was traveling in Australia and got to know a guy. So I went to Israel to see this guy again. And there I got to know a girl. And I really loved her and we became really good friends. And when talking about humanity and our inner imagination of how we should be and what is good and about love and humanity in general, she told me that I have to go to Oroville in India because there are people like me and I will love it. And I really wanted to go, but I never saw the chance to. I never had a trigger that pulled me here. And then my mom came up with the idea, without us having talked about it, that she wants to go there, to Oroville, and stay there for a few months. So it was just a really nice coincidence that we both wanted to come here, and that was the trigger for me to come with my mom.
Otherwise you wouldn't come with your mom, or you would come by yourself?
I would have come, but maybe a few years later, I don't know.
Thank you, and see you next time.
Thank you, Miriam. Sunshine.